selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for their war, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rain, they burn, the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rape, they burn, the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, the best little network on the internet. Anyways, today's the 21st of March, and we were in court yesterday, and got home, and I had a whole bunch of Skype messages, so I clicked on the first one, and it said, Rockefeller's dead. And I clicked on the second one and said, Rockefeller's dead. And I clicked on the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and it all said, Rockefeller's dead. Which is a good thing, I guess. The only bad thing is that he never got taken before a jury of his peers and for the whole world to see all of the nefarious things he's been up to his entire life. And his entire family, and therefore we end up with stupid stories like this. And the you know, what Rockefeller didn't, he, you know, he reminds me of when Morris Strong died. There was Dick All going on. There was a couple little mentions of Rockefeller. But, okay, I was yesterday's news, and there was a little story about Rockefeller dying. It was a sidebar thing. It wasn't a main story, that's for damn sure. And so today, on the same CBC, the Communist Broadcasting Corporation here in Canada, which... help move the strong Rockefeller UN agendas through our system without ever telling us what the hell was going on. So Rockefeller seems to have disappeared, at least off this page. Now let's go over here to... okay, this is the story, but I'm going to read... you probably already read this. But I found this. This is the very same way that it was written up for Morris Strong. David Rockefeller was the last of a generation of a famous American family that taught its children that wealth brings great responsibility. Even his children, he and his siblings had to set aside portions of their allowances for charitable giving. Now, if that don't make you want to puke, I don't know what does. The lesson lasted throughout his life. To mark his 100th birthday in 2015, Rockefeller gave 1,000 acres of land next to a national park to the state of Maine. Rockefeller died Monday in his sleep at his home in Financio Hills, wherever the hell that is, at age 101, according to spokesman Fraser P. Seffel. I'll have to look that guy up. He was a grandson of Standard Oil co-founder John D. Rockefeller and the youngest of the five sons and one daughter born to John D. Rockefeller Jr. He was also the guardian of the family's fortune and head of a sprawling network of family interests, both businesses and philanthropic, that range from environmental conservation to the arts. Unlike his brothers, Nelson, the governor of New York, who hungered for the White House and was briefly vice president, and Winthrop, a governor of Arkansas, David Rockefeller, wielded power and influence without ever seeking public office. Among his many accomplishments was spurring the project that led to the World Trade Center. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers, people got to remember that movie, Trading Places, with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, about the hustle on the stock exchange, and they're going to corner the orange market, and that they could just pick anybody off the street and train them to do it. And so Eddie Murphy was the guy that was picked. And one of the brothers' names was Winthrop, and Winthrop or whatever, in the movie, referring, you know, at 9-0 to the Rockefellers. Now, Aaron Russo, who produced the movie, also produced Freedom to Fascism and The Rose, I think, and several other projects. But he was introduced to, I think it was, I could be wrong on this, but it doesn't really matter, it's Rockefeller. I think it was Stephen Rockefeller. Somebody said that Stephen Rockefeller would like to meet Aaron Russo. And Russo had had a show on TV, I forget what it was called, back in the 70s. I think it was the 70s or maybe the 80s. And trying to explain to people what the hell was going on. Now, Russo ended up with, I don't know, liver cancer or something, and that was after meeting Rockefeller, so I don't know if that was just meet him and take him out. I have no idea. But in the conversation, you know, he said he had with Rockefeller, you know, he asked him what the hell they're up to. And, you know, what's your goal? Well, to chip everybody. And then we control everything on this planet and everybody. And if somebody tries to stand up, we just knock their chip out and they can't get access to anything. And, you know, Russo's a little, you know, put back on this, and he's going like, well, what the hell are you doing that for? Like, you got all the wealth you could possibly want and all the power you could possibly want. And, you know, these are amoral people. These people have no moral fabric in them. But then they're agents of Satan. And it's true. They are. And, you know, so he said, you know, he told Rockefeller, he told Russo, don't, what do you worry about these people for? What do you care about these people? Worry about your own family, right? So, you know, we're just the cattle. And, you know, we're the animals. We're the humans, by definition, is an animal. And there's too many of us. And, you know, this is what we're up to. So, but they don't say any of this stuff in this piece. What they do say is no individual has contributed more to the commercial and civic life of New York over a longer period of time than David Rockefeller, said Michael Bloomberg, a former mayor and fellow billionaire. I have long admired his commitment to the city, which began with a dollar a year job working as a secretary to the mayor. During my time in City Hall, he was always there for the city when we called, unlike his other brothers, John D. the Third and Lawrence, who shied away from the spotlight and were known for philanthropy. David Rockefeller embraced business and traveled and spoke widely as a champion of enlightened capitalism. American capitalism has brought more benefits to more people than any other system in any part of the world at any time in history, he said. The problem is to see that the system is run as efficiently and as honestly as it can be. This is coming out of the mouth of a guy who spent his entire life using the money to buy influence. Rockefeller graduated from Harvard way back in 36 and received a doctorate in nastiness, no, economics from the University of Chicago in 1940. He served in the Army during World War II, then began climbing the ranks of management at Chase Bank. The bank merged with Manhattan Company in 55. He was named Chase Manhattan president in 61 and chairman and CEO 8 years later, retired in 81 at the age of 65 after a 35-year career. In his role of business statesman, Rockefeller preached capitalism at home and favored assisting economies abroad on the grounds of bringing prosperity to the third world where we would create customers for American products. These are the same guys. You know, it was Rockefeller that got Nixon into China. It was Rockefeller and his buddies who pulled all the industry out of the West and pushed it to the East, where they had great influence. He parted company with some of his fellow capitalists on income taxes, calling it unseemly to earn $1 million and then find ways to avoid paying the taxes. He doesn't say how much he paid in taxes and never spoke publicly about his personal worth. Forbes magazine estimated $3 billion. Now, the Rockefellers were one of the first tax-exempt foundations. And what was the point of the tax foundations? Put the money in there, and you don't have to pay taxes on it. And when you gift it out to the NGOs and the universities to write papers, to further the international agendas, no taxes are paid on that either. One of Rockefeller's grandchildren, David, belonged to the last generation, yada, yada, yada. Rockefeller is estimated to have met more than 200 rulers in more than 100 countries during his lifetime and often was treated as if he were a visiting head of state. Well, he was a visiting head of state. They're the boys in the background. The mannequin in the window is what you see. You don't see the power structure. Oh, they voted in a new mannequin, dance mannequin. In addition to the philanthropy that touched and lifted innumerable lives, Rockefeller connections and keen aptitude for issues made him a valuable advisor to presidents of both parties. Yours truly certainly included, said former George H.W. Bush. There's another satanic son of a bitch. He said Rockefeller was a wonderful friend to him and his wife, Barbara. So, advisor to presidents on both parties. There you go. Okay? The idea that the right and the left are any different is a joke because the power brokers in behind control these clowns. It's the same as when Morris Strong was talking about running for the Liberal Party in, I think, 68 it was, when Trudeau got hold of it. Rockefeller says, what do you want to do that for? We already control both sides. We have more influence from outside than we ever will from the inside. Right? So there you go. So much for your right-left nonsense. His early travels to South Africa, arranged Candlestein meetings with several underground black leaders. I find it terribly important to get overall impressions beyond those I get from businessmen, he said. But Rockefeller took a lot of heat for his bank's substantial dealings with South Africa's white separatist regime and for helping the disposed terminally ill Chavarin come to New York for medical treatment in 79. The move that triggered the 13-month U.S. embassy hostage crisis in Tehran. Yada, 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 yada. But there's nothing in here about Rockefeller, really. He was a great guy, and he always did good stuff, and he helped big time in the Sovietization of America. And that's what this is all about. Throughout his life, he uses fame and fortune to do good here and abroad. Former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton said in a statement, his tremendous support of arts and humanities in America gave millions of people and communities across the country the opportunity to experience our great heritage of painting, dance, music, and so much more. Rockefeller and his wife, former Margaret McGrath, were married in 40, had six children, David Jr., Richard, Abby, Navy, and these people are all involved in the foundation work. And his wife, who died in 96, was an active conservationist. Now, people read this. Most people know nothing about this guy. And after reading this, and I saw this, I mean, I went to different papers yesterday. And at first, I was having a really difficult time. I get all these Skypes that Rockefeller's dead. Now, I didn't bother going to the alternative media because I know what the stories are going to be about. And I already know who Rockefeller is and what he's about, so I don't need to read all that shit. So I went to the mainstream media because I wanted to see if they did basically what they did with Morris Strong. And this is exactly what they did with Morris Strong. And these guys are criminals extraordinaire. And they're working to take down your nations, or they were. But the machinery, these guys may have died, but the machinery is still in place. Anybody that thinks, oh boy, Rockefeller's dead, things will change, give it a break. The only upside is that, like a virus, which these people are, they're like a very nasty virus. As the virus mutates and it gets weaker. So while the original virus, which would be the Rockefellers, the Strongs, the Kissingers, the Carnegies, the Fords, all these people, they spawned, I don't know, I probably guess say thousands of tax-exempt foundations. So even though these guys are dying off, they built the machinery to crush us. And people got to be very, very aware of that. This is, so who's next? Who's going to kick the bucket next? You know, Soros? I mean, to have the Canadian, on the Canadian government website, that Canada has partnered with the UN, whatever, .R for refugees, and the Open Societies Society Foundations, which is George Soros. So you have Canada partnering with Soros, who admits that he's amoral, that he does amoral acts, like when he took down the Philippines. But he doesn't show any remorse for it because, hey, it was an amoral act. What do you want from me? And all of these people are amoral. The UN is amoral. All of their, you think about it. This was all set up by guys like Rockefeller and his cronies and the bankers. But, you know, I wish everybody would spend time at the United Nations and over the Rockefeller and the Carnegie Foundations, and there's just so freaking many of them. Because you'll see they're all funding the same things. They're all funding the NGOs, who are the ones in your neighborhood who are telling you that you can't cut a tree down and you have to spend a fortune to upgrade a water system that's perfectly fine. So they got you upgrading it so they can sell them off. So when the corporations get a hold of them, the upgrades have already been done. All they're going to do is bill you and collect the money. People should be absolutely outraged. Most people don't get it. But, the World Bank, the IMF, the FAO, which controls your food, UNESCO, which controls your churches and your education system, WHO, which controls your health, and then you got the World Bank and the IMF controls your finances, and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And the United Nations is also a tax-exempt foundation, only it works a little bit different, like where these foundations put a pot of money in and then they earn interest on it and then they kick that interest out, use it as influence money, keeping the same pot of funds that they're there now or when they started. The United Nations is completely tax-free. If you work for the United Nations, you don't pay tax. United Nations gets land, doesn't pay tax. It operates exactly like what it says it's trying to get, global governance. Your government doesn't pay tax. Now, mind you, the employees pay tax. But if you work for the UN, you don't pay no tax. And these people are dedicated to the UN because, well, who wouldn't want a job where you don't have to pay tax? Anyway, so Rockefeller's gone. I should look up and see how old Kissinger is. He's got to be getting right up there, too. Kissinger is how old? 93 years old. So, yeah, that might be okay. That might be just fine. Here's a couple of quotes from Kissinger. The task of the leader is to get his people from where they are to where they have not been. Power is a great aphrodisiac. The illegal, this is it. This is beautiful. The illegal we do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer. Now, what are they doing? They're going to destroy the Constitution. It's already ripped to shreds, basically. The courts don't even acknowledge a damn thing half the time. George Bush called it a damn piece of paper. And the Christian faith. Whammo. And then it's over. So we got our work absolutely. How old is Soros? He can't be that freaking young either. But they don't really matter because they've got this stuff all set up. Yo, he's a young pup yet. He's only 86. So he may be around for a while. George Soros, top 10 reasons he's dangerous. Well, you talk to the average person on the street, they wouldn't have a clue what David Rockefeller's been up. They won't have a clue who Soros even is. And Kissinger, they ain't got nothing to say about Kissinger. So down here, I think I got this. Where did I open that up at? Now here's something that's very disturbing. Very, very disturbing. I'm going to put this in the chat. Now, I was rooting around in the free dictionary, which is a bunch of different dictionaries, medical dictionary, and financial dictionary, encyclopedia, Wikipedia, all this kind of stuff. I was looking in the legal dictionary today for some tort stuff and conversion stuff and that. And you bang around on these links and that. And I come up with the word oneness, and I don't know where exactly that came from. Let me back up one here and see. Well, it came from union, okay? Because I was thinking about the Soviet Union and how they took down the Republic of Russia way back when and made the first union. the Soviet Union. And then we have the European Union, and then they're pushing for the North American Union and the Asian Union, and very nefarious stuff. So when I'm looking through union, we have, you know, affiliation, amalgamation, association, council, federation, league, like in League of Nations, and so on and so forth. And somewhere down through these words that have are attached to union, I came across oneness. And it says agreement, concordance, conformity, entity, facsimile, identity, individuality, peace, personality, union, unity. And then when I scroll down on it, I find this extremely, well, it's not just disturbing, it's extremely telling. Now, this is the free legal dictionary. So, okay, and it is mainly geared to British common law, which the American system is based on, so American law and British law, basically, common law. Now, we know that Christianity is standing in the way of Satan, Satan's little helpers, I guess, and as they try to take over the West and flood us with Islam. Now, Farmer George, who was in court some years back, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, anyway, it doesn't matter, a while ago. But when he went to jail on no charges and held for 65 days without charge, he's an organic farmer, so you know he's a criminal. But when he went to jail, he asked for a copy of the King James Bible. And they just said they didn't have any of those, but if he'd like a Quran, they could get one for him because they got lots of those. So it's moving out the faith that built the West, basically. But they turned it all, you know. The propaganda that the Christians were the warmongers. A Christian isn't a warmonger, okay? The controlling body, which are not Christians, or Satan's little helpers, that's who stews up the wars. That's who went after the natives. The original settlers were getting along just fine with the natives. And if it wouldn't been for the natives, well, your great-great-granddaddy probably wouldn't have survived. Because they weren't prepared to walk into a bush. And especially in the winter. So they were dependent upon the natives to help them out. But here's... This is so. This was the word is oneness. So it has references in periodical archive. And this is oneness. The marital obsession with erotic love and spiritual oneness. The committed couple's new book share secrets of erotic love seen through the eyes of spirituality. African spirituality is closely related to nature and the idea of oneness. Okay, and remember, what they want to build is a one-world government and a one-world religion. But the religion is the worship of the creation, not the creator. Okay, so you're worshiping the earth, which is the creation, not the creator. And that's where this satanic bullshit comes in. And we have another one here. I'm extending this gesture on the part of the entire Sikh community, which believes in the principles of generosity and oneness of humankind. Well, humankind, they're kind of animals. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And not only so this is basically a American legal dictionary. And we go to Oneness, and I'm not getting much because the legal system is against God as well. So, but this is all satanic stuff, right? The attorneys are those who turn from one Lord to another, and so on and so forth. So, anyways, not only does, now I thought I was getting somewhere here. It says not only does it tell us about the oneness of God, but it also makes it clear what the oneness of God means. Okay. Okay. One God concept helps to move on. Now, the next one down below is each month, Global Oneness Project will release a free new digital story with an accompanying 60-minute lesson plan. This is a Global Oneness Project launches free multimedia platform for educators. And I go down a little bit more. Does this logic of oneness go beyond the Eurocentricism of colonialism? The emerging face of being one reflections from an Indian perspective. Earth Day celebrated each day on April 22nd. That's Satan worship. Because you know it's Satan worship because the legal system is adversarial. And adversary, you look up the word adversary, it says Satan. And you call him Satan, call him the devil, call him Lucifer, call him whatever the hell you want. But, you know, the story goes that this angel was getting kind of uppity and thought he was smarter than the creator and started roasting up some stuff and got the boot. See ya. And unfortunately for us, apparently landed here. His idea is to destroy God's creation, which is you. Which is you. So Earth Day celebrated each year on April 22nd by concerned citizens across the world aims at cultivating the feeling of oneness among nations and people. Now you see, the old way it goes, out of one God came many. Well, just like the legal system is the opposite of law, okay, the oneness here they're talking about is not oneness out of one of which out of came many. It is out of many which became one, okay, like global communism. So this is the kind of nonsense that they're teaching the children. The piece shows that oneness is very simple. Everything is included and allowed to live according to its true nature, she explained. The works of British artists highlighted in the Katara exhibition. And Adam is a geologist who finds talk of universal oneness, like Nina espouses, to be incoherent, favoring a strictly materialistic and positivistic account of reality and the human condition that ultimately should suffice human purposes. That's oneness and the displacement of self. Well, that's good, eh? Oneness and the displacement of yourself. Now, we talked about the mental thing on the show, I think, on Sunday. And where the head of the Canadian Mental Institute or ministry is saying that at TEDx that we all suffer from mental illness. Okay, that's more this oneness thing, right? So if you think differently than what they wish you to think, this is Orwellian shit, and we got to break this spell. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anyways, fighters from the movement for oneness and jihad in West Africa have just taken control of the locality of Menenka after a small clash with Tuareg fighters of the Oswa National Liberation Movement, the source said. Islamist drive to whatever the word is, rebels from North Mali town. And the power of zero, how sacred places will reveal the secrets of oneness, nothingness, organisms in a New Age style spirituality book, as Marcus Raphael reflects on his own thoughts and travels, channeling the mysticism and magic of many, whatever it's called, the human sexuality shelf. The state of being whole, entire to undiminished, refers to oneness. You are the champions. Integrity is the motivator for success on the field and in your agency. So I went through this list of stuff, and remember, this is basically an American website. So I go through all this stuff, and I got Earth Day, and I got Indian stuff, and I got Islamic stuff. So I go back up through the list, and I'm thinking, what the hell is relating to the God of the West or the Creator? So I went back to this one. It says, not only does it tell us about the oneness of God, but it also makes it clear what the oneness of God means. Okay. So, out of that whole list, let's hit this one. And it starts off by one God concept helps to move on. And so I click on that. And what do I got? This is the free library. One God concept helps to move on. Submission to one God results in individual freedom and dignity. The declaration that there is no God but Allah is the essence of Islam. It means that God has no partner, and this is expressed by the Arabic word Tawheed, oneness and unity, which in the Islamic context means the oneness of God. This is a fundamental doctrine encompassing the oneness of God in every sense of the expression. Nothing can rival him as a source of power or love. There is no one worthy of worship other than God. He is not an abstract concept. He is always near us. He cares for us, and we owe him our existence to him alone. Almighty Allah says in the Quran, Allah, there is no deity except him, the everlasting and the sustainer of all existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes him nor sleep. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is it that can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows what is presently before them and what will be after them. And they compass not the thing, yada, 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 yada. And this thing goes on. And in these marvelous verses, Allah describes himself as the only one, most powerful and ever living. Tawheed is the bedrock of Islam, and it states that it is Allah who has created the universe and whenever, whatever it is in it, and the administers it. What we deduce from the operation of the universe and call natural laws are in fact Allah's regular ways of creating things and events and administrating the universe. And this goes on, chapter 12 of the Quran, titled Ikhlas or whatever the hell it's called, gives us the essence of the monotheism. Not only does it tell us about the oneness of God, but it also makes it clear what the oneness of God means. The chapter presents the concept of God purified of all human interpretation, to the advent of Islam. Tampering with the sacred text had caused this concept of God to be distorted for would-be believers. So this oneness, okay, there is no, in that list in this free library, there is no mention of the Christian God. And that's very, very nasty. And people need to pay attention to that. So I'll just throw this in here, and it says oneness, and you can go and just scroll down, and you will see the list that I went down, and it will say not only does it tell us about the oneness of God, but also make clear what the oneness of God means, Allah. And you can click on that link, and you can read the whole pile of shit that's there about Allah. Now, this here is this is it. This is in the legal dictionary. Okay, the word oneness is in the legal dictionary. Now, how the hell do you end up with all these different things, especially Islam, which has nothing whatsoever to do with the legal system? How does it end up in the legal dictionary? This is international garbage. This is international war. This is the Third World War, spiritual, psychological war. And when George is in jail 4, 5, 6 years ago and can't get a Bible, he can get a Quran, but he can't get a Bible. And a Bible and the Lord's Prayer has been taken out of every school. It's been taken out of all the legislatures. It's been taken out of all the council chambers. And left a big vacuum, which now they're filling. You see, it doesn't take long. You know, if you pull this out of the schools and the legislatures, well, the next group of kids that come in, right, they don't know anything about it because it's not there. There's nothing there. So they start going through school. They're in grade 3, and then the new groups come into kindergarten, grade 1, grade 2, and it just follows up. And over the course of basically 9 short years, nobody in grade school has ever heard of the Lord's Prayer. I don't know what the hell are you even talking about. So then they start to advance Islam and Allah into the schools. And what does the little kid know? Nothing. So they're wide open. They make games of it. Oh, put a headscarf on. Oh, look, I get a headscarf. Isn't that cool? Well, why don't you all, you know, get on your knees on the floor and we'll do a little prayer. Oh, this is fun. This is very dangerous times, people. We got to stand up and understand what the hell is going on. You know, most people have a hard time because, you see, you only have your own memories. You remember going to school, you know, you took an oath to the flag or whatever, or you said the Lord's Prayer. Well, you remember this stuff. That's ingrained in your mind, but those coming up behind you, it ain't in their mind. It's been removed. In other words, their minds are cleansed. Now it's time to reprogram them with what we want this time. And there isn't a school board that shouldn't be shut down. There isn't a council that should be they should all be arrested, because they're all moving the international, as Rockefeller stated, he was an internationalist. You got your Trilateral Commission, which is Rockefeller. You got your Council on Foreign Relations, which is Rockefeller. You got the Bilderberg Group. All of these, like a private club. And they're the ones, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how many Canadian premiers and newspaper men and educators have been to the Bilderbergs? Tons of them. They're members of the Trilateral Commission. And they're working behind the scenes to implement the Sovietization of the West. And these people say, well, I thought it was Marxism. Well, who in the hell made the Soviet Union but the Marxists? Okay, so when you say the Sovietization of America, you're talking about the communization of America, or the West. That's what it is. And we got to beat it back. And the sooner we get with the program, the better. Now, I don't have time. I'm going to try and find it. I find this very inspirational, actually. A girl who works with my wife, who is handicapped, I guess it would be the easiest way to explain it. Does she have one arm that's smaller than the other, or both? Both? Okay, so she has both her arms are, what would you call it? Just deformed, I guess. And very nice girl. And she's worked at the store part-time for years and years and years. She has some speech problems and this problem and that problem. But she's, where is that taking place? Austria. So this girl is in Austria right now competing in the Special Olympics. She's a skater, and they at the store had dug it up somewhere, my wife saw the end of it and said she was absolutely flabbergasted how smooth this girl is on skates, man. It's amazing. So you have this girl with two deformed arms who probably doesn't have the highest IQ. I don't think she's stupid, but, you know, she's not, you know, right on top of things, and has a speech impediment. Basically doesn't have a lot going for her. And this is a small town in southern Ontario, and this girl is now in Austria competing in the Special Olympics as an ice skater. And she's been to the Special Olympics numerous occasions, hasn't she? Yeah. And she didn't make any excuses. She doesn't make any excuses. Now, she's got a lot of things going against her, but she doesn't make any excuses. She gets it done. And I think, you know, I'm going to dig out that video. I'm going to stick it in the next show because she doesn't make excuses. She has all these things that aren't right, but she doesn't whine and complain about them. She gets it done. And what I find the general public who have no supposed mental deficiencies or physical deficiencies, the general public just likes to make excuses why they can't do stuff. Well, I couldn't run for council. I don't know what to. I just want to understand how I don't know. Well, I couldn't write an article because, well, I don't know. Well, the government's supposed to look after us, aren't they? I mean, it's so freaking pathetic. They were watching our nations be destroyed from the inside, just like Cicero warned us. And here we are, supposedly intelligent adults, bitching about the right left. Bitching and complaining out about a particular politician. We're spending way too much time talking about the latest entertainment down at the Coliseum. I mean, we've been turned into pretty good little slaves. I really don't think our forefathers would have went for this too good, but then they got suckered too. But this one's on us. We need to somehow regain our strength. We have to somehow get over this worry about what someone might say or someone might think if you say something that maybe upsets someone or something, or they don't want to hear about. Oh, I don't want to hear about that. Why don't we talk about the game or the TV show or the movie? Because we're watchers. We're not on the tower watching. We're not on the wall watching. We're sitting on our fat asses watching and complaining about stuff that we have the capacity to change. Complaining don't change nothing. You know, it's like that thing with Rockefeller, right? You know, the illegal stuff we do immediately, and the unconstitutional stuff, well, that takes a little bit longer. The idea is to get rid of the Constitution, as Rockefeller stated. Something has to take place of government, which is nothing more than a corporation, but it's too difficult because you have to play this stupid game all the time. It's time-consuming. It's costly. Your country's just a corporation, but they're playing this game that it's a government. We care. We care as we suck you dry. So Rockefeller just wanted to get rid of all that. Let's just cut to the chase here. I like in Chase Manhattan, I guess. Let's cut to the chase. Something's got to take place in the government. And business is the obvious entity to do it. And you, wherever you are, you're busy upgrading your electrical systems or your water systems or this system or that system, of which the government borrows money from the International Bank, World Bank, the Fed, wherever, pours this money in, which is you, the surety, are on the hook for. And those things will be sold off, either in public-private partnerships or just privatized completely right away. And all public-private partnerships end up private anyways down the road, usually 5 to 7 years when you ain't looking. And so not only did you spend, are you on the hook for the upgrades when they get a hold of it and get monopoly rule as a business, then your rates are going to go through the roof and you're on the hook for those too. And they're laughing their asses up. But then it's the very same thing they did in Russia. And they're doing the very same thing here. So I don't know why this is so damn difficult for everybody to understand. But, you know, we're going to whine and bitch our way into oblivion here if we don't pick it up pretty soon. You know, I was watching some videos about from over in France or something the other night. Just quick, little short one, because I ain't got time to watch real long videos, but what's happening in France, and I think it was 6 in 10 people in France are afraid to even go out because of the Islamic influence there, and the fact that they won't even recognize the so-called police forces because, well, that's the legal system, and we're in the Sharia system. So we don't recognize your legal system. But, you know, my friend Doug, who did some talks, and I should go dig that one out. It's a very short talk. And having had been in the UN and the Canadian Army and seeing what he saw, learning what he learned, and the way the media works. And this was back in the day when farmers and rural people were talking about the piece of paper, the patents, you know, and, you know, I said, this is just a lost leader. And, when we get the patents, then we own the land. No, you don't. You know, you don't own shit. But like Doug said, when they come here, and they will come here, and they come to your door and you hand them your piece of paper, chances are they won't even be able to read it because they don't speak your language. This has been going on all over the world. And in all of these places where all these atrocities are going, the media doesn't get where it needs to get to. It's a completely whitewashed media. And he said, that's going to end up over here if we don't smarten up. Well, we know how the media operates already. So we need local newspapers. We need people going out to the door. I mean, how ridiculous. You know, I don't know what's like in the States. I imagine it's pretty much the same way because it's all under the same umbrella, the UN umbrella. But, you know, we got people coming in these Christian, so-called Christian towns. We've got like, I don't know how many, just a town of 7,500 people for crying out loud. We got two Baptist church, Pentecostal church, Anglican church, Lutheran church, United church. If there's a church, a Catholic church, and there's, oh, then we got another church and another mainstream church. We got a pile of churches. In the town of 7,500 people, and we've got these Muslims running around, the Muslim youth, knocking doors all over this nation, handing out Allah flyers and Islam as a religion of peace. And then we got these churches sponsoring these idiots into our communities. Something wrong with that picture, I think. Anyways, where did I have that? Where the hell did that go? I had a... my thing is locking up on me here. I had a document from Canada regarding the UNESCO group that's in Canada or something. And it's the same thing, regardless of which, you know, be it the FAO, it really doesn't make any difference. But it gives a very, if I can find it before we get off air here, where the hell did that go? It's not there. I got so many links open. I can't remember which end of this pile of links it was on. Anyways, it's a government document explaining how the UN gets away with what it gets away with. There was a I can't find it right now. I'll do it another day. But there was a story a few years ago I posted about a satchel going to the UN was full of cocaine, and they just waved it on through because the UN is like the king's palace, and they're basically untouchable. You can't interfere with any of their stuff that they're moving in and out of these places. So, you know, I don't know if they're involved in the fentanyl drugs that are coming into the countries all over the place or not. I wouldn't doubt it. Because they want your mental health mask, actually, to move your mental health program. Anyways, we're out of time, and goodbye, David Rockefeller. Have a great night, everybody. We're back here Thursday night, same place, same time.
Selling lies and buying time, killing people, that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for the bomb. They shoot, they kill, they mass on cocaine. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight. We'll be right back.